today's thought, taken from Thursday, January 18th, 2024, and it is entitled, God Gives Each Person a Choice. Now, this is going to be some additional thoughts, not just the text or the thought for the day, to make it a little more interesting. There is a movement that has gone forth, frankly, a demonic movement throughout the world, a globalist push for one world government. And of course, we know within the scriptures that is prophesied in the book of Revelation, and badness groups together, because ultimately evil is cowardice. And so rather than to be exposed, evil then censors and controls. So there's this push to blame God, which isn't surprising, for the evil within government or within individuals. So let's have the comments here. Again, God gives each person a choice. Ancient Israel, in the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter and verse 19, God tells that nation the truth. He says, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day. In other words, looking at those heavens and looking at the earth, two immovable objects. God is saying, this is how strong my word is. And he tells those group of individuals, which is approximately 3 million at the time after they came out of Egypt, as God plagued all the false gods, which he will do in our day as well. And they came out and went through the Red Sea, and Pharaoh, his army was destroyed. There was around 3 million. So he's telling that nation that I have set before you life and death, the blessings and the curse. Therefore, choose life that you may live, you and your seed. Now that shouldn't seem strange to Christians, because if they read the scriptures and they read them in context, you'll find that choice was given to Adam and Eve. It was Eve who was deceived, and then Adam went along with her. And we can speculate a million reasons why, but he went along with her because ultimately he thought God would destroy his wife and he would be alone again in that garden. So whatever his reasoning was, he rebelled as well. And Satan, who was an angel that was allowed to be over the earth for whatever position God had given him, decided he wanted to worship. So he, the father of the lie, there's no truth in him, he made a choice. And then he lied to Adam and Eve, and they made a choice. So God gives each human a choice. He does not make victimhood. Satan the devil is the father of the lie, and he steals individual choices by his rulership, which is government. He wants government to be a god. So this blasphemous lie that God creates dictators, raises dictators up is not from God. It is from Satan's children, who is the father of the lie. So what is he advancing? Well, ultimately, what he is advancing is this one world globalist takeover where individual choices is sacrificed on that demonic altar of government and collectivism. In other words, the greater good. They have no choices. The government makes the choices, and they are expendable. And of course, you have then, which we all know and we see practiced daily, and God is exposing all this evil that's going on in our world, that what that means, ultimately, they are the elite. They are the ruling class, and they have all the riches. They do everything that they will not allow the slaves or those they control by government under them. And they believe they're a god, and they can choose what is life and what is death by what they want those individuals to do without choice, blindly following them. And you can find this in religion. It's not just given in government, because we see within the scriptures that there are three elements that go out to mislead the entire inhabited earth through this lying propaganda. And it is government, it is commerce, and of course it's religion. So all three of those work as the gang of three to mislead the entire world into a final battle against the Son of God, which seems impossible. And of course, he then, with the sword of his mouth, he destroys them all. So God allows us to experience what we plant, and then to eat the fruitage of our own way, and that can be good or it can be bad. But God has never created evil government. We do that. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Galatians 6 and verse 7 and 8 of the same chapter says, "For he who sows to his own flesh will from his flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life." So that is our choice. It's never changed. There have been many, many, many types of governments, all manner of religion. I think there's 50,000 or more sects of the Christian religion. And we're not just picking on Christianity. That's all religion, from any type of religion. But where that religion gets used by government as a god over the individual conscious choice that we make. Now, we're not saying we don't stumble. We're not saying we don't sin here. And we're certainly not saying we don't get pushed into some of these traps. But the vast difference is God will bring us out of all those, provided we don't make a bunch of really bad decisions to go along with what we know is not righteous, what we know is not the truth. And then we end up being, well, the bad example is the covert. How many people died because they were in a religion that they were getting some sort of funding for, or because of some pride of boasting that they obey the government's abject submission to the governments? And that, how could a religion even believe that when you have the Holy Spirit being poured out on the upper room and the apostles and that 120 going forth and preaching the good news, and the first thing the government wants to do is to shut them down, And of course, we know the response, what it was. Well, you do as you want, but we're not going to disobey God. Even if it means our life, we are going to preach this good news throughout the kingdoms of the world. And if you choose to throw us in the Roman arenas and you destroy our lives, you're not destroying our lives. Why? And even most Christians don't understand this. That Christ came to forgive one's sins once for all time. Not every day begging God for forgiveness. One time. In God's book, you are then dead to your past and you're alive in Jesus Christ and you have eternal life. So they couldn't take something by killing the physical. They could not steal the eternal life. So I'm going to stop there. And I'm going to read also the mime, which is, I put a little picture up. Sometimes it's valid, sometimes it's not so valid, but it's makes things a little more interesting. And it says, today's decisions are tomorrow's realities. Life today is a collection of choices made yesterday. And have this man in the middle, and there's all these different roads running in, and that is life. Every day we have to choose to serve God or not to serve Him, to do the right thing or not the right thing. And of course, those that have been misled, God will find a way of opening their eyes through His holy angels that are declaring the good news in the heavens. And He will make divine appointments with them, and they'll have a chance to see the truth and repent and turn to get salvation, have their sins forgiven in Christ Jesus.